we've been hearing much in recent days about what's going on in terms of housing. Shortly, I expect to be joined by Social Democrats TD Kian O'Callaghan, who says the state's over-reliance on leasing to address social housing crisis is dangerous, locking local authorities into long-term arrangements benefits investors, but makes little sense for the government, he wrote in yesterday's Sunday Business Post. Also, I was doing a bit of research over the weekend about this whole issue, and we see that Cuckoo Funds, as they're called, now own 15,500 homes in Ireland after the latest €1.75 billion splurge. Institutional investors are now the main players in the residential property market in much of Dublin for new build apartments, owning, as I say, that total of homes. And in a separate article, I also found that in one Dublin development, Project Haven it's called, comprising 60 apartments and houses let to local authorities for 25 years, owned by a vulture fund. They bought up the apartments, they let them back to the local authorities in Dublin at a cost that is guiding at the time of €21 million. That particular portfolio producing a guaranteed gross rental income of €952,000 per annum, which means that basically over a 20-year period, they would get their entire, they would make €21 million, which is what they would have paid for the development, the Vulture Fund. But then after 25 years, they would continue to get the rents, which would go up, by the way, every 3 years, because rent reviews are built into many of these agreements. But the most notable thing, as we have frequently remarked on this programme, after 25 years, the Vulture Funds would own the houses after getting all those millions. Where is the sense, I ask? In a moment, we'll speak with Dublin TD, Social Democrats spokesperson on housing, Kian O'Callaghan, who's dubbed for Dublin Bay North. But first, the Labour Party councillor in Maynooth, because we're talking about, in particular, Mullen Park. Angela Feeney, good morning to you.
Morning, Clem. How are you? And thanks for having me on.
Right. Give listeners a little overview of what's happened in Mullen Park. A new housing development. We saw photographs of it over the weekend. Lovely, lovely development.
Yeah.
And it's practically been bought up by a vulture fund.
Yeah, that's right, Clem. It's very worrying. This most recent housing development, as you say, at Mullen Park in Maynooth, for those people that mightn't know, it's on the Strathan Road. Lovely location, right behind Lidl. Now, there's been outrage in the last few days because a lot of people, understandably, had been in touch with me waiting on the waiting list and were very upset and annoyed. Essentially, it was a development of 174 homes and lots of people had been waiting for them up for sale. And these new homes had been marketed to private buyers since last year. And phase one, which was about 22 houses, Clem, out of the 174 were sold to the open market. And prospective buyers who hadn't got a house in that phase, they were waiting for phases 2, 3 and 4 to become available for purchase, but they were told last week that of the remaining houses, that's 135 of them, 3 and 4 bedroom homes, had all been bought out by Roundhill Capital. Now, Roundhill Capital is a real estate investment and asset management firm, the type you've talked about, Clem. They've a global footprint. So that's a shocking 75% of those of that estate have gone to that global company.
Now, when you talk about a global company, I'll be back to you just to stay there, Angela, because I want to give people an idea, for example. As of last November, 61,000 households were assessed as qualified for housing support as of November 2020, with Dublin County accounting for 43% of the national total. Now, the government has set a target to deliver 50,000 social houses over 5 years. One wonders how they're going to deliver that. Are they going to be renting them or leasing them from vulture funds? Minister, by the way, is going into the Dáil today, or he's actually bringing to Cabinet today his proposed bill to get council-owned land around the country released for use for housing. But I think we could be waiting decades before anything happens as regards that. excuse me. Going back, just to remind listeners again about the Cuckoo Funds, which are institutional investors, which they're now the main players, we're told, in the residential property market in particularly around Dublin, but also, as we found, now in Maynooth and in other areas around the country. They're displacing owner-occupiers because not alone are they buying existing schemes that have been built, but in some cases, they're buying entire schemes off the plans. So the general public out there who are trying to get out on the housing ladder, have no chance. Of the 36 deals done last year by Vulture Funds, six of them were greater than 100 million euro. And just to throw one more figure into the mix, you would now need an income of 100,000 a year to get the, to rent the cheapest Dublin apartment. Tell me a little more about Mullen Park. There must be a lot of disappointed people.
Oh my goodness, Clem. I've had email after email last week once that they were notified by a local real estate company here in Maynooth that unfortunately, you know, there was no houses left for them. And the disappointment, the emails I'm getting and the anger. But what's unusual here, Clem, as you said, normally these companies buy apartment blocks, you know, they buy out all the one-bed apartments in Dublin in the city. That's why you, an individual can't source a one-bed. But now they're buying out housing estates with, you know, three-bedroomed homes, semi-detached homes. That's really worrying. So it's not the first time in Maynooth as well, Clem, I might say. A similar thing had happened in Mariaville in recent years as well, on the Moidler Road, where 150 of the 300 houses were bought by a similar company. So, and what's also worrying, Clem, as you mentioned, KCC, the council, and through TUA, the housing agency, were also in discussions with that developer, Mullen Park, to acquire those units for social housing. So that's really saddening to me when I have to send out emails to people regularly saying, you know, they're asking, where am I on the, and when am I going to get a house on the social housing? And I'm saying the average waiting time is 10 to 12 years, the average. And here we have the council trying to acquire these homes and we're outbid essentially by this big company. So it's very disappointing, particularly given the amount of time that the council has spent in those negotiations.
I've heard elevated prices of 400,000, 500,000. Yep. Of course, for developers, this is a gravy train. It's
absolutely
instant. It's instant money into their pockets, with a minimum of paperwork dealing with a single entity, a Vulture Fund, rather than maybe 175 different owners in Mullen Park in Maynooth. Now, you say, for example, right, Kildare County Council would have been in the mix to get some of these homes, and obviously the prices that have gone to the Vulture Fund would make that very difficult for them. But we're now faced with a scenario, are we not, that some or many of these homes will be leased back to Kildare County Council for use as local authority housing.
Yeah.
And we could have rents that would be produced, you know, the type of the types of rents that we've talked about, over €2,000 a month, which is more than most people's mortgages.
Yeah, and I don't even know if the council could actually rise to that. It's just crazy, Clem. It's putting it out of everybody's reach, including the council. And then on top of that, it's not creating communities. It's, you know, having people that move in and move out. People do need places to rent, but it's not adding, you know, it's not taking people off the housing list. It's not putting people into new homes. And there's another really worrying thing about that estate, Clem. Of those 22 people that were lucky in phase one to get a house, they bought them, paid for them last September, and they still haven't been allowed to move in, haven't got the keys yet, because they've no water connection.
All right.
So, like,
stay there a minute.
You know,
I'll back you in a minute, because as and you're still online now, just in case you go singing a song, Angela, or anything else, in regards to that. And now, welcome to the programme, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Bay North and party spokesperson on housing, who's going to bring a bill before the Dáil this week, as I understand it. Cian O'Callaghan. Good morning, Cian.
Good morning, how are you?
I read your article in the Sunday Business Post yesterday, and you wrote that in a letter to Fine Gael members announcing his resignation from the Dáil this week, Owen Murphy noted that as Minister for Housing between 2017 and 2020, he had achieved the largest spend on social housing in the decades. You continued, when it comes to social housing provisions, our aim should not be to spend the most, but to achieve better outcomes. With how many households have their housing needs met is what we should be looking at, and how secure are their tenancies. What do you make of this whole situation where we have Vulture Funds very active in this country now?
I think this is completely outrageous. It's having a detrimental effect on people who are looking to, you know, buy a home. People save for a deposit over years. They invest their hopes and their dreams in being able to buy, you know, these new build homes. We've seen over the last number of years, effectively in terms of new build apartments, virtually all of them have been bought out by investment funds. And we're now seeing that in terms of, you know, house, you know, entire housing estates. This is happening. And this is as a direct result of the very favourable tax treatment these investment funds have, where they pay little or no tax in Ireland. So government policy is to actually encourage these investment funds in to buy up homes. And,
now, if I might come across you there, Cian, for a moment. I understand that that very favourable tax, which they pay little, very, very little tax, was originally introduced by Fine Gael Minister Michael Noonan as a means, when the property market was on the floor, to encourage activity in the market and bring these in. But that was then, obviously, you would be of a view that it is far from appropriate currently.
Yeah, no, exactly. So whatever merit any of these things would have when you're trying to stimulate some sort of activity, they're absolutely very damaging policies to be pursuing now. And if you look at, you know, Germany, for example, when they brought in these real estate investment trusts, they actually banned these real estate investment trusts from buying up homes and apartments. And they said, look, you know, if you want to invest in commercial property or whatever, that's fine, but we're not going to have these funds coming in pitting themselves against now bidding, you know, first-time buyers, because that would completely distort their housing supply. So if you add into that we have some of the highest rents in Europe here, it means that it's very, very attractive for international investment funds to buy up entire schemes and to rent them out. And then added to that is what you were talking about earlier, is that on top of this, an investor knows if they're not able to achieve the rents they want in a housing scheme or an apartment block that they buy up, they know that they'll be able to get the state to come in and sign these long-term leases, which are exceptionally good value for money for the investor and very poor value money for the state. As you say, at the end of that, the investor owns the home, and the state or the local authority, even though they've paid the rent and paid the mortgage or the loan down over a 25-year period, is left with nothing. The tenants at that point may be evicted, or the state may have to renew and effectively pay a mortgage all over again. So,
and as I mentioned, Cian, all of these agreements with these vulture funds, I understand, with local authorities, include rent reviews every 3 years. We know what happens with rent reviews. It's never downward. It's always upwards. So we have a scenario whereby if Clem Ryan pays a 25-year mortgage, I have to hand my house back to the building society, people would guffaw and say, how ridiculous is that? Why, oh why, oh why are we in a scenario where we enter agreements for hundreds of millions of euro with these funds to lease houses from them and then hand them back at the end of the day?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. And actually what we should be doing is, and it's much more cost-effective and it's much better in the long run, and it provides people with better security, is we should be going back to directly building, you know, social homes and affordable homes, and it you know, rather than just handing all these resources over to private investors. And by handing those resources over to private investors, we're actually pushing up the prices of housing for everyone else, and we're pushing up rents, and we're creating this kind of artificial rent level as well. So that's a much better approach. It was done in the past. It actually works well. And, you know, the Department of Housing puts a lot of obstacles in the way of local councils that want to build homes. It can take years to go through these approval processes with this kind of micromanagement over design, when, you know, the council should be looking after that themselves. So that kind of, you know, red tape and bureaucracy that makes it very hard for councils to build homes, we need to get rid of that and have a very streamlined and efficient oversight. And, you know, it is about delivering value for money, but also what's good for, you know, the security of knowing that this could be your home for the rest of your life, rather than the worry of, am I going to be, you know, if I get a social home now and I'm 40 years of age, am I going to be evicted at 65, or what's going to happen to me? So, it makes no sense on any level.
Now, I know the Minister has indicated that he hopes to increase the social provision, the Part 5, I think it's called, in new developments from 10% to 20%. He's going to look at that. Also indications that he'll look at the legislation whereby these vulture companies could be banned from buying private housing developments. Like you said, in Germany, they're banned. They can only indulge in purchasing commercial property. For example, the six major players in the market here in Ireland are IRES Rate, which is the biggest player in the market, followed by the likes of Vulture Funds, Kennedy Wilson, Orbeo, the LRC Group, and the Comer Group, which owns property, by the way, in this county, as I understand it, including Punchestown Golf Resort, just up the road from us in Naas. Each of these Vulture Funds have between 1,050 and 2,500 units mixed between houses and apartments. And here's an example of the kind of money these vulture funds are making. According to the Business Post, Kian's article yesterday, earlier this month, of 11 pending Part 5 lease deals, this is where the vulture funds leased them back to local authorities, 384 homes would be leased for terms between 10 and 20 years. The average rent for each would be 20,000 per unit a year. That means the Vulture Fund would make nearly 8 million euro a year, or 181 million euro over the terms of the lease. This makes no sense at all, Cian O'Callaghan.
No, it doesn't. And I'm bringing forward a bill that is coming up in the Dáil this Thursday, which would stop this practice in terms of Part 5 of leases. So previously what happened is local authority or state would actually, you know, acquire 10% of the homes in the new development rather than a long-term lease, where you're effectively handing over the same amount of money over 25 years but don't own the home at the end of it. So, and you know, up until 2015, there was no leasing instead of acquisitions for Part 5 allocation. So, I hope that the other parties in the government back this bill.
And surely the bottom line, Cian, is ban vulture funds buying apartments and homes.
Yes, I mean, that's exactly what I think should be done. It's been done successfully in Germany. The minister actually isn't talking about that. The minister is talking about maybe saying 20% or 30% of the homes in a new development would be reserved for first-time buyers. I mean, that's entirely insufficient. You know, all of the homes in a new development should be available for, you know, first-time buyers or you know, someone who's moving from another, someone could be right-sizing from another home or whatever. Oh. None of them should be going to these investment funds.
Just hold for a minute, Cian, and I'll be back to you and Angela in a moment. Owen, we've just had an email from a resident. And by the way, ironically, scheduled after 10 o'clock, we're going to be covering the latest homeless figures for Kildare, Wicklow and Meath, issued by Dublin Simon. Owen, you've got an email from a resident of Mullen Park in Maynooth.
Yeah, and I won't give her name out, but she sent an email to us over the last couple of days saying that Maynooth and its surrounding area is a place where so many young families are trapped in a loop of paying very high rates and childcare costs. Housing supply has been very poor in recent years, and one of the most recent developments, Mullen Park, gave potential buyers a glimmer of hope, but it seems that the three of the four phases in this development have been bought by a foreign investor, as you've been speaking about, Clem. So when local buyers finally get mortgage approval, this is the housing market that awaits. Can somebody please explain how this is being allowed to happen? Is our government deliberately trying to attract foreign investors to buy up the few housing developments that are for sale in this country, meanwhile turning their backs on a whole generation in this area who will never be in a position to own their property? Hopefully you can get some answers to this. And that comes in from a Maynooth resident.
Well, we've been discussing it there. And final words from you, Cian, before we go back to Angela. Your bill, you're introducing it in the Dáil on Thursday. Does it include a provision to ban these vulture funds buying up residences in this country?
The bill I have is, you know, each piece of legislation has to be very targeted. So this is just looking at Part 5. But the government could straight away introduce legislation to ban these investment funds. I mean, the person in, you know, the listener was asking, is the government deliberately trying to attract these investment funds? And the answer to that is they are, because they effectively have been attracted into Ireland with virtually no tax. Special legislation was brought in to ensure that they would have to pay virtually no tax. So that has to be changed and needs to be changed urgently, because it isn't fair for an entire generation who could be able to buy homes to be trapped into this cycle of paying exorbitant rents.
All right, Cian O'Callaghan, TD for Dublin Bay and party spokesperson on housing. We let you go. Thank you for joining us this morning, Cian.
Thank you.
And good luck with that bill. Back, Angela, Mullen Park Estate in Maynooth now had been marketing these new homes, as you told us, since last year. And
yes,
as you said, a number of them have been sold. I'm aghast that people have paid money for houses months ago and still can't get into them because they're not connected for water. That's incredible. Now, this vulture fund that we're talking about, Roundhill Capital, I had a look at them. And when you say they're multinational, by God, are they multinational? Yes. They are based all around the world with a war chest, I understand, of €1 billion to buy up homes. Sure. Young couples, any family trying to get the housing list has no chance against these guys.
Yeah, I think that's why people are so annoyed, Clem, and so saddened by all of this and shocked. And thanks for highlighting this morning, because I don't think people realise the extent to which these companies are taking over towns and estates in Maynooth and other places.
But it's not just Maynooth, and this is the key thing. This could happen in any town in this country now, because these vulture funds have obviously recognised that, hey, this is a real gravy train. Buy up these estates, do deals with the local council. Not alone will we get all our money back that we paid for the houses, we'll own them, lads, at the end of 25 years, all together now. Let's start laughing.
Absolutely. And that's why, Clem, I wrote to the minister recently calling for that legislation to be in place to restrict these companies from buying. And just to get rid of that, say it's just for commercial, like Germany has, New Zealand, Canada, they've all created this situation whereby residents of the country should be prioritised, especially at a time of a housing crisis like we have here in the country. So just pushing on it, I will keep at it.
All right, as I said, look at the housing estates around you, wherever you are listening to us now, here, anywhere around the world at the moment, but particularly anywhere in Ireland. And that housing development that's going up and you might be thinking of buying a house in could already be bought off the plans by these vulture funds. Angela Feeney, Labour Councillor in Maynooth and previously Kino Callan, Social Democrats TD. Thank you all. We're happy
to highlight
that. I'm just aghast. I must buy up an estate, because surely it's the best pension anyone could ever have, isn't it? You know, and then taxpayers' money. Councils are competing with these. Councils have no chance. Now, the minister is bringing a proposed bill to Cabinet this morning, which he says will release council-owned land around the state as distinct from state-owned land. That's another day altogether. But surely the first step should be, let's take up the example of Germany, should we not? Ban vulture funds buying up residential developments in this country.